morning, everyone, and welcome. And boy, let me tell you, woof, we got a lot of folks here. This is really what I was hoping for, because you'll be able to share this knowledge, and we will record this call unless I mess it up, and we will have this available tomorrow or Monday. I'm glad Chrissy's here. She writes some great, great posts about what's involved in the calls. Now, I was planning on starting with Ellen of Troy, but I don't think she's here. So I think what I will do is, Laura, you were the last of the three. Did you know that?
Well, I do, yes.
Okay, so we're going to go in the reverse order, because you can all talk about what you learned from the one who was before you. So we're going to start off with Laura, and when she first came to the website way back in 14, okay? In fact, it was April 3rd or 4th of 2014. I told her I had an Aunt Laura, and so I'm going to call her Aunt Laura, and she just laughed. Okay, ever since I've called her Aunt Laura. So Aunt Laura, would you like to tell these folks about your experiences here and with me, the website and Mel?
Of course. The story starts the same way that everyone does, and I want you to know that, with something biting you. You thinking possibly that you are a host of some type of a mite. And it's just the same scenario as everyone, doctor after doctor after doctor. And then just coming to the realization that they really didn't have an answer. And so I started doing some of my own research, and I started ordering plain green to take care of my environment, thinking that it was in the environment. And again, I think that's the same scenario with so many of us. We feel like it's in our environment. And just started noticing bizarre stuff. And as I was posting, I was talking about, I felt like I was in a science fiction movie, and I was the star of this movie, because just so many things going on, and honestly not understanding it. And then somehow I realized that it was a lot greater than just some type of a bite or something living in my environment. And the first person actually that I came in contact with was Peter Horn, who put me in contact with Mel and this website. And it was at that point that I started just really focusing on this protocol, focusing on the purpose behind the protocol, instead of trying to focus on the mite or the environment or things that were purging from my body, because for so long I was looking and inspecting and taking things to be researched under a microscope, and it was the same scenario. This is debris, this is debris. And it all looked the same, kind of like that spidery, the spidery fibers. And again, it wasn't until I was in touch with this website, I started reading the people before me, the warriors before me that actually got well, and tuned into every conference call that I could possibly tune into. And eventually I started posting, and I started doing poetry, and it just helped me to start focusing on the cure, not the cause, not the debris, not the environment, and just stop focusing on all of that. And I started putting my focus into, why am I taking thymic? What is thymic helping me with? Why am I taking all of the liver support and the enzymes? What are those actually doing for me? And I realized how long it took my body to get to this point of that I was actually able to get more ghrelin. And once I realized that there was a cure for this, and that there are people out in the world that are actually going through what I'm going through, I actually started getting better. I changed my diet, started taking the protocol, started posting, showed up for the conference calls, and I even asked for certain members' phone numbers, and we started talking, and it was just all part of the recovery. There is no, when you used to get a sore throat and go to the doctor, and they would put you on antibiotics, and then 5 days later, you're fine. This disease is not that, and it never will be. We have to understand how long it took our body to become toxic, and why it's so important to realize that it's going to take time. There is no one pill. There is not any type of drink that you can take that's going to completely get rid of it. It's the protocol, and it's, as Mel has always said, the sum of the parts, and that includes posting, reaching out to other members, and staying on the protocol. I took the protocol to get well, and now I take the protocol to remain well. So I don't take it as many as I did in the beginning, because I was trying to restore my health, and now that I am healthy, I maintain, and I take it to maintain. And I can't stress enough on the importance of stop looking, stop searching, stop examining things that you're cleaning out of your environment, because we've all done it, and I'm sure some of you are still doing it. If that is not going to change until your mindset changes, until you start restoring your health with the protocol, and again, understanding why you're taking it. What is liver restoring? What is the thymic restoring? And put your focus on that.
Okay. You want me to ask you a couple of questions?
Of course.
Okay, well, then we're going to let anyone ask you questions. All right. We talked a lot in those days, and my favorite saying even back then when you first got here, because we didn't do the calls the way we do today. We did them every couple of months. So I used to say, or tell me if I'm wrong, I used to say, read, and read some more, because that was the way back then. Because sometime after you got here and before you got well is when we started doing those conference calls all the time. And both Ellen, who didn't show up, I'm going to have to get a hold of her. I'm going to have to put you guys on hold and see if she's okay. But, and Kelly was before you, and in our conversation of a month or 5 weeks ago, you told me that both of them, by reading their stories, was part of the reason you felt that you got well. Is that correct?
That is true, because it is part of the reason. Just connecting with other women who restored their health and moved on, I started really reading about their journeys and realizing that, hey, if they did it, you know, maybe there's hope for me too. And I think that is also so important, is not to give up hope. But I really started connecting. And then I just recall when they came on a couple of the conference calls while I was still in recovery, and I was just in awe, like, oh, you know, just to talk to someone that actually has overcome this disease and moved on with their life, especially women that did. So I certainly did make that connection, absolutely. And okay. I do want to say that for the past 4 years, I have gone back to work full time. I hug my children. I hug my grandchildren. I was a hermit because I was so worried, not really understanding what was going on. I stayed away from everyone. I became a hermit, and it wasn't until I understood the compromised immune system that I had and was restoring it after that. And it's been about 4 years, maybe. A little over 4 years that I've started hugging them and hugging my kids, just embracing life again.
Okay. I would have gotten to that a little later on. During the time that you were here, did we talk frequently?
Yes, you were. I talked to you. I talked to John. I talked to Peter. I talked to other people that were in the community. And you were always very, well, people that have dealt with you know your personality. And I always thought, well, he knows what he's talking about. And I overlook the mail, you know, the wrap of mail sometimes. And, you know, because I realized you knew what you were talking about.
Well, it's life and death, okay? And I try to tell people, it's so hard for anyone to believe in someone else. It's difficult. And most of the people, as you know, Aunt Laura, who come here, they didn't come here first. They got spit out and thrown away by every doctor they ever went to. And then if they found someone else who claimed they had an answer, they got spit out, thrown, and given bad information and lost a lot of money. So when people get here, you know, in the beginning, my always thing is let's get them past the fear, because if you can't get past the fear, you can't go forward. And then, yes, everyone will complain at times that I gave them a really difficult time. And it's usually because I feel they're not really focused enough, and I got to do this now to get their attention. But I always loved you. You always loved me despite my tough times with you. And that's all that matters. And you're better. And so it worked.
Very true.
Okay. Life is beautiful once you get better, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's and it's different. Like, I will never go back to the person that I was before the disease. And I understand so many things in the toxic world now that I'm actually able to guard against. So now I understand, hey, you know, when you've been exposed to people that have the flu or people that are ill with things, I may double up on my vitamin C. I may double up on my thymic. I definitely use the silver. And I never knew about any of this before having the disease. And so it does help protect me now, just being back in the world, being back in life, because it is a toxic world that we live in. I mean, it's still a beautiful place, and I still embrace it every day. But the knowledge that I've gained through the disease, I will value that forever. I didn't get to choose the way I learned the knowledge. It was thrown at me like, here, this is what you have. I believe it was my cross to bear. I became closer to God. I definitely became closer to God, scripture. And again, just the involvement in the community with people that understand what you are going through. And I firmly believe in my heart, and I pray that 10 years from now, this will be accepted, that they will have a billing code for it. And when people go into get help from doctors, that they will understand, yes, this is what's going on, and you need to take a protocol. And I pray for that. I really do pray for that, because it's almost a crime what they put people through, and the amount of money, I can't even tell you. Everybody in this community knows the amount of money that you have spent before finding this community. But this protocol works, this community works, and I just really want to encourage everyone to never give up and understand that it took years for your body to become as toxic as it became. So it's going to take, it's going to take time to restore it. So just don't give up on that.
All righty. Before I open the floor to questions for Aunt Laura, unless there's some, well, no, we'll let you do that at the end. Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Do you know Ellen's number?
Hold on. Let me look.
Okay.
Yep, Yep, I got Ellen's number.
Why don't you give her a call and make sure she's okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay, all right. All right, so now I'd like to open the floor to any questions for Aunt Laura. I didn't yell at you too much.
Well, it's one of those things that you learn. You just learn that you care. You absolutely care. So it's one of those things you just learn. And there were days that I just didn't talk to you but it all worked out. So that's the important thing. And you've lived it, so you know it.
I know how bad it can be, and I know that every person, you know, Aunt Laura, when they go through it, they can't fathom that anyone else is doing the same thing. You know, it's always like I'm the only one, and everyone feels that way. It's unbelievable. But, hey, you get here, you got in the right place. That's all I can say. All right, we got questions. We got some good questions. Oh, Lori. Okay. Lori, okay.
Yes.
She's going to be done in about under 2.5 years, Aunt Laura.
I hope so. I'm working on it.
You got a question for Aunt Laura?
I sure do. Thank you. I just wanted to know how long that you had it before you started on the protocol, and then how long did it take you to get well?
I had it probably for not even quite a year, and I did change my diet, and I started eating garlic, and but I had it probably for not quite a year before. I actually think I came to this community in 2017, and it took me more than a year to get well. It took more than a year. So I probably 2 years altogether.
And then when you took the WPS, did you, what was the highest number you ever got up to?
I was up to 21 drops before I had a good Herx. And I just remember, again, because I was a part of this community, waiting for it. I was like, well, when is it going to happen? You know, when is this going to happen? Because I knew how important that was. But I was at 21 drops, and boy, when I had one, I had a good one. But after that, it was really the turning point for me when I had that. And I was sick for a couple of days, nauseous, and just chills. I had a little bit of chills, but not anything different than what you kind of go through when your body's fighting a flu or something. But I just remember thinking, oh, finally, you know, this is finally happened, because I had read about it. I knew, you know, when you had the first Herx, that it really was the turning point for me.
21.
Right.
Thank you.
Except we don't do that anymore. Sometime in 2000, I guess right after you left, got to be 5 or 6 years ago, we broke it down into two separations. Okay, and we were maxing people out that way at about 14, 15 drops. But now with the advent of copper, I'm not going to see anybody get over 14 drops. It's not necessary. But this is why we go back all these years, because the protocol has evolved. And back then, you remember Monica and Teresa S. And those girls, they both, their co-infection was bad candida. They both came 100 pounds overweight. So these girls were weighing more than I did back then, and they were doing those kind of drop numbers to get to a Herx. But it's just not necessary today, because as the protocol evolved, things have changed. Aunt Laura, terrific. We got another question coming from Chrissy, all the way from Scotland, Aunt Laura. You remember Chrissy?
I do. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Laura. I don't have a question. I just wanted to come on and say
you know, you've been brilliant, actually. You just described everything so succinctly, so well, and all the real bullet points that, you know, for people. So thanks, that was great. And also, it's always lovely to hear you. The first time I ever came on the prayer call on a Sunday, you used to, you know, start the prayers and do the prayers. And I always, you know, you're such a warm, lovely person. And it was really, really, really nice having you in the community. I was in a terrible state at that time. I had been really sick for 6.5 years and taken down 3 times badly, you know, each time about 1.5 years of really serious illness. And I had all but given up hope. And then I got help from Mel and the community. And then so people like yourself on the calls were a bit of a godsend. Your warmth, despite the difficulties that you were going through with your own health, you're such a warm person. And I really appreciated you being there, people like yourself, just lovely, lovely people. And it's so nice that you're coming back to help other people. So I always think of you with warmth. And I like that Mel calls you Aunt Laura because of how I see you as well, that, you know, and I'm always wishing you well. So really nice to hear you on here today.
Well, thank you so much. And it's always great to hear your voice. And that's, you know, thank you for sharing that. That really put a smile on my face, Chrissy.
Good.
All right. Do we have any other questions from Aunt Laura? Come on. Don't be shy. You heard Chrissy. She's a sweetheart, even if I yelled at her. All right. Watch out, Aunt Laura. This is an Arabian princess who's going to go back to Arabia and open her own clinic. Be careful. Go ahead, Naz. Najla.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hi.
Thank you. I hope you're doing well. Thank you for coming and sharing your story. I had a question. I was wondering, when you did take WPS, about how often per day did you take it? Or I guess towards
just
the end.
Once.
Yeah, and the old protocol, because just from what I just heard, they've revised it, which that's wonderful because, you know, things are always changing. But I did take it at night before I went to bed, and I was just taking it once a day.
Okay. And when you started, did you feel like, I've heard like people start off like one drop or, you know, like that, just once a day?
I did, and at the time I was following whatever the protocol was, and I think I started off with maybe two drops. And then a few days later, you know,
no,
you add one.
A week
no?
later. One week later. Yeah.
Okay. And so it was a gradual, and it took a while before I actually had the first Herx, and, you know, so again, it was just reading and trying to follow everything and then being grateful when I finally did, because, as I mentioned before, that was the real turning point for me in the recovery. Like, I knew I had it. I knew I have this now. I've got this. I can, I'm surviving this. I'm overcoming this, and life is going to be good again. But it was after that first Herx. So people shouldn't fear the Herx. That I really want to encourage you not to fear whatever it is, because it's not any different than when you are, whenever you did take medication. Like, you always got worse before you got better with anything in life, trying to overcome anything. So I, again, kind of looked at it that way, that this is what's supposed to happen. This is what they told me was going to happen. It did happen, and now I know. So, and by the way, congratulations on opening up a clinic. That's so amazing, and I wish you well with that.
Well, she didn't do it yet, but she's here, and when she gets better, I got a feeling she will. She has so many questions all the time. It's fascinating to me, and I feel she wants to be a doctor. All right, let's move on. We got more, and it's fun. She's a good kid. She's got a sister, and her sister's here on a different line. Next question comes from Kip and Doty up in the high mountains in Colorado. Come in, Kip and Doty.
Hi there. Thank you, first of all, for being here, and I'm sure it gives us all hope that we can be well someday. So question is, when you took those 21 drops, Laura, Aunt Laura, how much water did you put that in?
Eight ounces of water I always made sure, and then I would drink like a whole, I have bottled water, and I drank a whole bottle of water after that. I made sure to definitely have a lot of water with it.
Okay.
So I think, and I waited as well, like after I mixed them together, I waited a good 30 seconds out of the water, waited another 30 seconds. Again, just following what I think was the outline for me, and then I drank it with quite a bit of water.
Okay. So Kip and I have been on, 14 drops a day, which would be, we take it twice a day, which is seven drops mid-morning and then seven at night for probably 6 months now. We've been doing the total of 14 drops a day, but no sign of herxing. But that's kind of what the protocol is now.
Today?
Yeah, and it did take a while before I had the herx. I have to say, I was doing it for quite a while before I actually had a herx.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you are definitely inspirational. You sound fantastic. So thanks from Kip. Thank you very much for coming on. Because you know what? We do need hope, and you bring some, you bring that. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. And yes, and it's like I said, when I was on just listening to people that got well, it does give you hope. You're like, okay, these are real people. These are not, you know, these are not just names that you see on the website. And so many times I would refer to the people on the website because you start posting and it's the same people that post back and it just becomes such a very wholesome community. But I called those people, they are my friends without faces. Like, I don't know what they look like, but they were a part of my life for a few years, and they were a part of my hope for a few years. And so there's just life after this. I promise you, I go to the beach, I hold my grandchildren, which was the biggest thing for me, and I had to overcome the fear.
For most women, that's the biggest thing, is to be able to hold the kids and the grandkids. I mean, all of you have always talked to me about just that, the kids and the grandkids. And being a grandfather of nine, count them, nine great-grandchildren, I kind of get what you mean. But I wasn't as close to them back when I was ill as I am in these days. But no, you know, Aunt Laura, and everybody feels almost exactly the same, but I got to tell these people, because somebody's going to hurt themselves. You cannot do 21 drops anymore. You can't do that. Okay? Some of you will wind up going to the hospital if you try it. The protocol in her day is not as strong as it is today, and it also does not have the advent of some of the new things that weren't here. And they were added to make it a smoother, a more gentle ride. All right, any more questions over there, Kip and Doty?
No, thank you.
Thanks, Mel.
Okay, Aunt Laura.
And I do want to add this. I want to add this on to what you said. Yes, the protocol was very different then, and I promise you, I never started off at 21. It took a long time to get up to that. And I can assure you, if you do try to, it will make you very, very, very sick. So please don't do that. Please follow the outline that they have changed. I've been reading about this copper, and I'm very anxious to hear about it because it just sounds like a great ingredient or part of the protocol, because again, I'm just taking the basic to maintain my health. I've already restored it. So I'm actually very curious, because we do live in a toxic world, as to find out some of the benefits of the silver and copper. And that is an added benefit to your protocol that I did not have in the day of my recovery. So that sounds like a better way to go than with herxing on the WPS.
Well, it certainly tastes a lot better, I'll tell you that.
All right, girls. All right, wait. On the subject of copper, there's a bunch of us on this call that can talk a little bit about it when we get to that point in time. Are there any other questions for Aunt Laura before I see if Kelly's back and if she was able to get a hold of Ellen? All right, I'm walking around with the phone right now. Hang on, guys. Got to get back to the computer here. Okay. Any more questions? Okay, well, it looks like we got... yes, Mr. and Mrs. What's-His-Name, too. That's Diane and Paul. Come in, please.
Oh, hi, Laura. This is Diane.
Hi.
I'm so glad that you joined today. How did you know that you were well?
You know, I felt better. And honestly, Diane, you have to get to that point where you know you're not seeing the symptoms that you had. I wasn't feeling the itchy feeling that I had. My environment was better. I used to change my sheets every single night and do laundry every day, and it was just, I was exhausted from all of that. And I knew I was well when I could sleep in my sheets for four nights in a row, and I felt fine. I felt comfortable. I felt confident. I was able, and I know these are silly things, but for me, this is when I knew. I was able to bring little rugs back into my bathroom. And I spray them still to this day with Clean Green, just because, again, I don't know what I'm bringing in from the outside world, but I'll still spray them with Clean Green and shake them. But I have rugs in my bathroom now, and I'm not afraid to walk on them anymore. You just notice things getting better little by little by little. And I don't know that there was any one day that you will wake up and say, okay, I'm over everything now. I just think it's little, and again, it's as long as it took for this disease to get into your body, it takes about that long for it to leave your body. And but you'll just, I practice a lot of things that I've learned with this disease. I practice, if I stay in a hotel when I travel, I'll take my Clean Green with me. I don't know who was in that room before I was. And I'll miss things with Clean Green, or I may even miss my sheets before I get in. But I'm fine. Like I can get into my car now and not feel like I'm being attacked by something. But again, it was a process. But there's just so many little things, little by little, that you'll go, oh, gosh, you know, I had a good day today. I'm not itching, or I haven't noticed, or I have more energy today. And then when I went back to work full time and was able to maintain my job, and gosh, you know, honestly, I moved out. I moved all the way across the country for what I thought was going to be a positive move. And I moved to Washington State. It was beautiful. I embraced it. I loved it. And I lived there for a year, and I worked there for a year, and ended up coming all the way back. But I drove across the whole country by myself, and I was perfectly fine and perfectly healthy. And just little things like that, you just know, I'm well. I've got this. Will I ever forget what I learned? Never.
You did that after you got better. I'm sorry. I got to interrupt you here.
Say that again.
I said, you did that after you got better.
I did that after I got better, absolutely. And I thought I thought that was my new beginning in life. And you know, it ended up not being what I thought, and so yeah, I was strong enough.
So you turned around and came home. I'm going to wind up doing the same thing. I'm going to wind up doing the same thing this summer, heading back to Nevada. But Aunt Laura, I have notes. You know, I keep a folder on everybody, and then you're wearing the coaching book, okay? And so there are notes there too. I told you 5 weeks before you realized you were better that I thought you were better. Do you vaguely remember that?
What it takes.
Do you vaguely remember that?
I maybe. Maybe I remember that. No, I mean, your encouragement.
When I first told you, you know, you just said, nah, I don't think so. I said, oh, yeah. And it's always by the answers to the questions at the time. You know, because you see so many people over time, you see a pattern as when they start to get well, and you use the same questions, and the answers tell you what's going on. But anyway, it's a blessing, and you're a blessing. And, forgive me if I yelled one time too many, but you're better, and that's all that matters to me. Not that you love me, that you're better.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, any other questions before we check in? Kelly, are you back?
I am back.
Were you able to get her?
No, she didn't answer. I went to her voicemail, so I left a message saying that we're concerned about her, just making sure she's okay, and did she forget about the conference call and give us a call when she has a chance.
So that means something's up with her mama or something. But okay, good. All right, Kelly. I mean, Aunt Laura once told me that, you were one of those people that she read everything and listened to and stuff like that. And you've told me that Ellen was someone, and you were earlier than Aunt Laura, so we didn't do the calls every week then, or every other week even. So read, and read some more. Do you remember me saying that all the time?
All the time.
Okay, good. I like that. But I mean, again, we really didn't do the calls as often as we do. Now we did them every couple of months. But why don't you tell your story, and then I know that there's a man here that wants to ask you a bunch of questions. So let's get your story in. Let's get the kids' questions answered, and then let's hook you up with the owner of a product that I think you love.
Okay. Well, Laura, I just want to tell you that everything you said was perfect. I just kept saying ditto, ditto, ditto in my head while you were saying everything, because we all do have basically the same type of story. Everyone's a little different, but basically the same. And Terry, I read a post yesterday that Terry did, and at first I was confused. I'm like, did I write this? Everything Terry wrote was exactly my story. And I'm like, how amazing is it that, and that is another reason I get absolutely incredulous about the fact that the medical community won't acknowledge this and help all of us. And how can all these people, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, have the same story? And we don't know each other. It's not like we called each other up and said, this is my thing. No, everyone had this. So anyway, yes, my story was same. You know, I started coming down with symptoms in 2015 and looking on the computer and trying different things. And it wasn't until my lucky break of February 2016 I will say, when I was doing those other things, I was learning to, candida diet, but then the protocols on the other sites weren't getting me where I needed to go, and there was no phone call to talk to an actual human and read other people's posts. Only when I found Mel's site, and that was February of 2016, and happy time for me. And I remember being afraid and thinking like everyone probably did, is this another scam? Is this, they just want us to buy their products? And can I trust this man named Mel? But thank God, I thank God every day that I just said, I'm going to give it a try. And then I found all these beautiful people who were willing to write their experiences so I could learn from. And that's the greatest gift in the world, is being able to people sharing their information. And so you're not alone, because being alone is scary with something like this, but we weren't alone. We all had each other, and it was just incredible. Yeah, so then I ordered my first protocol, according to Glenn at Logos. I ordered my first protocol March 2nd of 2016, but I was afraid to do the WPS, so I wasn't doing it. But then Mel called me one day in April and said, you have to trust me, honey. You're not going to get better if you don't do the WPS. So I started that in April of 2016, and my life just slowly but surely, because Laura's right, it takes a long, you have to be patient. This isn't, you have a sinus infection, take an antibiotic, and you're better in 48 hours. This is a long, slow, arduous process, but it's, you learn so much, and you meet such wonderful people, and it's a life-changing experience. I was telling Mel, I have someone that I was working with who I know she has this, and I tried to tell her about the community and the protocol and everything, and I think she thought I was crazy, and she isn't willing to start it or try it. And I just gave her Mel's number, and I said, look, if you ever really want help, this is the guy who saved me. And so I don't know if she is doing it or not, but I wish she would, and I wish it's just sad to know that there's people out there.
You can lead them to water, but you can't make them drink. Right. I'm going to interrupt you because I forgot to do this with Laura. Do you remember me always prompting you and all the others at that time to post in the forum? And it's not for me, because I'm all better, but it's for those who come after you. Because you learned from those who I convinced to post who came before you. And all I'm asking you to do, if you want to get well, you must be a community member, and you must learn to grasp the sum of the parts.
Absolutely.
I remember that as well. And I was very reluctant for a while to post. And I finally came out with poetry, and I was expressing my feelings and my journey through the poetry. But it really is a part of healing. But I do remember you saying, you need to post. And I, again, was reluctant, but it did help.
Okay, well, hey, when you post, you have a record of your own journey. You see how you moved forward, how much you've learned by what you post. You become more intricate with the group, and the fear sort of disappears, because fear is my greatest enemy with all of you. You don't even hear me until I make you laugh so much you almost pee your pants, okay? But it's true. The fear has to go. It must go. It creates an endorphin that'll kill you. So did I talk to you about fear?
Yes, you did.
Cool. I mean, I haven't changed much. I'm still the nasty old guy. A little less, but... Did I yell at you?
No, you never yelled at me.
Well, that's because... That's good. One of the real ones. But it's interesting, okay? That, you know, you girls come back. I mean... In the call that announced your call today is another call called the Three Amigas. And it's none of you. It's three girls from more recent time. And the beauty of it is that if people read the more communication posts that announces today's call, they can also get the information that was presented 14 months ago by three different people that aren't here, I don't think, anymore. Or maybe one's still here, but she won't be here by Christmas. So, I mean, there's six people that you can read in 24 hours who came back and did calls. And they're all going to have the same thing. He always made me do this. He always made me do that. He kept saying the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, that's why these women are all sounding just basically about the same. Because they came to understand that I care. That's all. The only thing I care about is getting you well. That's all. So, all I can say is I'm so proud that you two are here. I hope Ellen's all right. Because Ellen, she was for you like a god, Kelly.
Yes. She totally
You were both from Massachusetts, so there was the immediate bond. And then how can anybody get well in 9 months? Remember?
Yep.
Almost impossible. But she was very lucky. Her daughter is a scientist. Her daughter sent me on the first day she knew what her mother had. And how she knew what her mother had way back then is amazing.
And Ellen had a lot of help, too. You know, a lot of us had to still work through all of this and make our own dinners still and shop still and go out in the environment. And Ellen had such a support system. I remember her always telling us, you know, her friends would take turns bringing all her meals over to her. She didn't have to worry about going grocery shopping and figuring out what she's going to cook. They all banded together with her.
She created a safe environment and didn't leave until she got better.
Right.
And not only did she have a network of people that helped her, but she borrowed thousands of dollars to do it all.
Right.
Thousands, okay. And today, it's all paid back. She's got her life, and now she's over there taking care of her mom, who hasn't been real well lately.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. Well, Kelly, I'm sorry to interrupt. What else, honey? Because I want them to get it that every one of you is going to basically say the same thing on why you got better. And half of you are going to say, yeah, he yelled at me. I'm better. Okay. And when
my big thing is what you were saying, how important it is to post the journeys. And another one of my favorite people, and I just always wonder, I think about her and wonder how she is, was Ruth from England. And Ruth was just enough ahead of me that she would post something about new symptoms that she had, and then about a month later, I would get those symptoms, and I'd say, I just read that in Ruth's post, and I'd go back and read the thread, and I'd say, okay, now I know this is normal, and I know she went through it, and then it went away, and it was, that's what's amazing, and that is what we all need to do for each other, is post as you go along so other people aren't panicking when they get these new symptoms. They can say, oh, this person had it too, and it's going to go away. It's all part of the body healing. So, yeah, definitely what you said, Mel, the posting is so important. And even if you don't think you're a good writer and you think maybe you're not putting together your sentences correctly, nobody cares about that. They just want to be cared for, and they just want to hear other people going through the same thing and getting well. It's a miracle.
No, I keep telling them, I beg all the people to post. I really do. I mean, you guys posted a lot more than the people today, okay? I don't know why, but hey, it is what it is. But it's not like I stop asking and even begging, okay? Especially my coaching customers, because I know how important it is to have a record of your healing so you can look at it, okay?
Right.
You have a bad day, you can go back and look at it, and you can say, oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to get those every once in a while. All right, no big deal. And then they start lasting a shorter period of time. And if you're making posts every once in a while, you realize this is happening. And you realize, oh, I am getting better, because they're not lasting as long. They're not as frequent. The biting isn't as often. And, you know, you can see it in print in your own hand.
That's right.
What else, young lady?
Besides my newfound love of copper,
She can't wait, Seth. She can't wait. Wait a minute. You got a few questions first, you.
Okay.
No, hey, Kelly, I feel the same way. Karen, my ex, she feels the same way. Nancy loves the copper. Dale and Teddy love the copper. And most people who, you know, some people who started taking it before us are not here anymore. Okay, so that tells me a whole lot. So let me get some questions. Who's got questions for Kelly from Massachusetts? Questions for Kelly from Massachusetts. Nobody's got a question? Did that knock that out? Yeah, that knocked that out. All right.
I forgot how to raise my hand, Mel. I had a question.
Is that Aunt Laura?
It is.
All right, hang on one second, okay? We've heard a lot of women. Let's hear from one of the boys. Hi, Dale, what's up?
Hey, I just had a question about your diet. Could you just explain a little bit about your typical diet during the week?
Dale, hi. That was my favorite part of this whole thing. When I first didn't know what to eat and lost so much weight, and everybody thought I was, they didn't know what, I don't know what they thought. But then once I started reading the different recipes and people would say, now I'm trying. At the beginning, there's not a lot because everything I ate, I felt like, boom, the little varmints would get all excited and start biting me. But then when you figure out what you can have and stuff that you can make, like the bread recipes, that you can actually have something substantial in your stomach and things that, you know, are a little more caloric, like avocados. And so now Mel gave me permission to do the happy dance of February 2018. So I just celebrated my 5 years from the happy dance. And I was so happy, but my husband and I love our new way of eating. We just love it. Like a typical day for us, I'll get up and I'll saute some arugula and spinach and then scramble up some eggs and sprinkle pumpkin seeds on it and squirt it with olive oil. That's my breakfast. I used to have a bowl of cereal for breakfast before this. And for lunch, we'll have, I'll cut up celery and carrots, and we might make a green goddess protein shake. And it's just, I just love it. I love the healthiness of it. I love the way it is for your system, your body, and it's just a miracle. And dinner, we have, you know, salmon over salads, or I have a lot of Brussels sprouts and broccoli and garlic. We love roasting garlic and onions and carrots and all this stuff. We used to just make mashed potatoes and have a little garden salad and some steak tips and call it a day. No, never again. We are just so into the way we eat. And it's so much better for you. And it's, you know, nuts. I love just raw almonds and walnuts and all the seeds, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds, all the stuff I never even heard of before Morgulon. I didn't know what flax seed and chia seeds were. And they're so good.
It's interesting, if you remember, whenever we used to talk about diet before we started that thing in 2016 called Delicious Recipes for Your Dining Enjoyment 2022, which I have to update to 2023, all the way back to 2016, we had a dietary section under Dietary and Articles, and it was very limited back then. But the basic foods that are healthy are still the basic foods. Now, you remember me always telling everybody I ate like a rabbit because we had no diet. No diet. Yes. We didn't know anything. So I ate like a rabbit. And a rabbit eats a lot of veggies, a lot of salad, not too much meat, but some meat, okay? And well, maybe the rabbits don't, but man has to have the protein somewhere. But I ate a lot. Yes. I loved raw almonds, and I loved walnuts out of the shell, okay? But those are really the basically two nuts that are really good for you. But hey, it's expanded. If you don't know what to do in diet, well, then go into delicious recipes and go all the way down to the bottom to the beginning and read. And then if you like something, print it. And then you have the recipe. And after about a year, then you start getting a picture with every recipe. So there's not a limit of different foods that you can have for different meals anymore. There's thousands of things in that, or 1,000 or 2,000. But what you can do is you've got to figure out what is okay for you. Because as we know, everybody's body is different. And not everything that's good for the majority of the people is good for everybody. So that's why when I say the book, I talk about a book that has different sections, and one of them is diet. It's where you put your recipes. You can make notes on your personal responses to certain foods, and you learn to eliminate anything that increases your symptoms. Because for you, you might not be able to have that particular thing. But you've got it right. But the thing is, you've taken what you've learned and you're utilizing it now because you understand, as I always say, unfortunately, the world is not going to get less toxic. So the more that we do that we learned, the better off we're going to maintain our health. Would you agree?
100%, yes.
All right. What else would you like to say before we see if we can get any questions here?
I think Laura handled a lot of it. And,
all right, well, how do you feel about being well after being sick?
Oh, so exciting. I do remember when Laura and other people, I felt so bad. I didn't have grandchildren. I had college-age kids when I had this. But I used to feel so bad when they would say, I just want to hold my grandchild. And so that's the thing that I'm so happy for people like Laura that, you know, you do get well and you can hold your grandchildren and feel comfortable about it. And I just loved getting well. Are you kidding? I just loved it. And it was, you know, the more and more you wake up and you say, I don't have any symptoms yet. I used to say yet because I always expected them to come, but no, then you could get through half a day and no twitching, no biting, no anything, and then you'd get through a whole day without any symptoms, and then I'd call Mel. Mel, I didn't have any symptoms in my bed yet. It goes slow down, but it's just an exciting thing to get back to a normal life, even if it's a new normal, it's normal.
It's better normal. How about new better? New better? Is that a good word?
So much better.
All right. And, you know, it's true. I'm glad you brought up that slow down. I've been saying that for 15 years. You cannot rush this. No way.
Right.
It took you 40, 30, 40 years to get that set. It's going to take almost a minimum of 10% of that time for you to get better. But, hey, you're there. Any other questions? Because I know she can't wait to talk about the conversation that we had. All right. No more questions? All right, here we go. So I called 5 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago, right? Or was it 3 months ago and you broke your ankle or something?
Yeah, I had just had ankle surgery, right?
All right, so I asked you to do a call. You said when I got better, blah, 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 blah. Months went by. I called 5 weeks ago, and you went, Mel. And I said, that don't sound good. And I said, what's up? She said, we were forced to take the second booster, and I think we both have more symptoms again. I said, well, we were warned, and, you know, she said, we had to do it or they'd fire us. I said, all right, well, then there's nothing we can do except fix it. So, and then she went on to tell me that she had all this terrible arthritis and the pain and everything. And then I told her, you know, I was talking to one of the owners a couple of weeks ago now, and he was talking to me about the copper helping with inflammation and things like that. And since I had a, not a ruptured disc, what was it called? Hold on, I got to go back. Yeah,
herniated,
bulging disc.
Bulging?
Yeah, herniated, bulged disc, and it was pushing on the sciatica and on the leg, the left leg, which I had a hip replacement. Forget about it. I was in such pain, it was like before they replaced my hip. It was insane. So he told me to start swigging this stuff, you know, one pirate to another. And, you know, that's how I always took my apple cider vinegar. And so I said, yeah, okay, cool. Well, I started, okay. Now, at the same time, I selected a chiropractor who told me this was going to take X amount of months at my age and all this good stuff. Well, I'm all better in like 3 weeks and 4 days. And a chiropractor on my last visit said, man, you heal awfully well for someone your age. And I said, yeah, that's been the case most of my life, but thank you very much. I think we're about done now, aren't we? And he said, yeah, you're really. And so I thought about all the people who I had told to take copper in the last 3 months, 4 months, and how every one of them had a great response to this disease. And how everyone talked about being tired at the beginning, a different way of herxing than we were used to through the WPS. But then some that are not here anymore after 2 and 3 months talked about enormous amount of energy. Well, this past week, I worked Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and today, of course. But Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I put in 11-hour days. I felt so good. I felt as good as I did before I left Reno back in October. And so I personally can attest to this stuff being incredible. Don't understand how or why, but I trust the person who told me to use this. And I saw the results of the people who I asked to use it before I ever took it. So why don't you tell them your version of the story, since mine might not be exactly the way it is.
Yeah, so I just happened to decide, well, when you called me and asked me if I had time to do a call, and you said, oh, there's this new product, copper, go on the site and read everything you can find about copper and listen to the calls that I have to do with copper. So as soon as I heard arthritis pain, it helps with arthritis pain, I'm not kidding, I said to my husband, I got to go, I'll be right back. I ran, I didn't walk, I ran to my car and drove to my local vitamin shop and bought the Sovereign Copper and started taking it. And I will say, because I started taking, because on the call, I forget which gentleman it was, but he said you have to take at least 3 tablespoons a day. So I took that, and so that helps with my arthritis pain so much after 2 days. But because I started out, bam, with 3, the symptoms my husband and I were having since our vaccine, that was like just starting off with 20 drops of WPS. It made me herx like crazy and stuff was flying out of me, but I was welcoming it because I'm not afraid of that like I used to be.
But it didn't hurt, right? It didn't hurt. It didn't make your stomach nauseous. Nothing like that. Okay, so a different kind of herpes.
Different kind of herpes.
Yes,
I didn't get, I loved being tired because at my age I don't really sleep anymore. So at the beginning of taking copper, and it does make you a little tired for a few days, I actually enjoyed that because I slept so good. And I do have more energy now that I've been on it now for a couple of weeks. I feel so much energy and just happy. I just feel like I'm on a happy pill.
Oh, I understand. If the pain goes away, we all of a sudden we're happier than we were.
Exactly.
All right. Well, the man who told you to take those 3 tablespoons is sitting patiently waiting to say hello and ask you a question. So let me introduce Seth Quinto, one of the partners of Natural Immunogenics, the home of Sovereign Silver and Sovereign Copper. Welcome, Seth.
Thank you so much, Mellon family. I'm so honored to be here with you guys again. What a beautiful group. What a lovely gathering. And the messages of hope and healing, that's what we live for. That's our raison d'etre for those who speak French, and for those who don't, it means our reason for being.
Well, do you have some questions for Kelly? Or did she just say it all?
I was delighted with your testimonial. I got to read it this week, and it was just beautiful. And again, a living testament to why we do what we do. Thanks to our father, who was the gentleman who actually cracked the code on silver, as we so proudly share. And the Sovereign Copper is the product of stop and go nearly 14 years of R&D to come out with something that's only 10 parts per million. So in context, that means 0.001%. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, because it's such a truly standout product and has such broad implications for you and everyone who touches it. So Kelly, you can, I'm just, this was the first time you'd ever used a copper product, period?
Ever in my life, yes. And I do
have
a question.
You didn't hear about it until 4 or 5 weeks ago.
No, I know.
Right.
But I was only asking, Mel, because there are copper supplements on the market, you know, copper pills, things that contain zinc and copper, which rightfully they should. If you're taking some kind of a zinc supplement, it should have copper as a buffer, because copper does regulate zinc. And if you actually think, over the last 3 years, with everything we as humanity have been subjected to, there's no other way to put it. I'm not going to use the word victimized, because that puts us into a lower vibration. But those of us who are awake and see what's going on and what's going on, how it's been going on, how this was developed and how it came to be, these are all things that are decades in the making. While you guys were having the chat, I was listening intently to everything being said. I was also looking up online the patent for Morgellons. And that's where the cat really is out of the bag, right? All of these different things that are visited upon us all have patents. How's that possible?
Yeah, and the government who holds the patents says it doesn't exist.
Of course. They do the same thing with Lyme disease, very similar.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. So everything has a patent, ladies and gentlemen, which means they're all man-made. SARS-CoV-1, SARS-CoV-2, where there's, you know, no one's ever proven an isolate of this thing yet. But they certainly did stop the world, didn't they? They shut the world down. Life has never been the same since 2019 as it was up until that time.
No.
But I'm convinced it's about to get a whole lot better.
No, I know. I got that feeling from you in our conversation yesterday.
Yeah, I'm very, very positive. And I think that's part of this, is staying positive, never living in fear. And Kelly, to your amazing testimonial as well, my humble suggestion is that you find and reach out to Tom Renz. Do you know that name? Lawyer in Ohio?
No.
He's an extraordinary constitutional lawyer who's really, if it's not him, he can point you in the right direction of finding legal help for what you and your husband were forced to endure. You know the irony here? Is almost everyone who took these jabs one way or the other did it at the end of coercion. There was some or multiple coercive practices in place. And yours, you needing work, your husband needing surgery, these are just insane times. And for them to have attached all of this to, well, here's the carrot on the stick. You want that? You got to do this. You want a surgery? You got to do this.
Right.
Which is the definition of insanity. It's really, it's blackmail. It's nothing less than blackmail. It's not just coercion, it's just a nicer way of putting blackmail. So I'm fascinated that we are able to produce products that really do help this community and all of humanity as a family. But please, I'd love to hear more about your experience.
Well, Seth, I have a question. And so I've done all the reading on, you know, with your literature, your company's literature about the copper and the different things it does for the body. And but then what I was wondering is, how did it come about that you found out it could help with Morgellons, like that's the really WPS does, or MMS, so whatever?
Let me answer that question. We don't get things lost.
You have an answer for that question?
Say again?
You have an answer for that question?
Of course I do.
Oh, okay, because I have an answer. I don't think it's going to be the same, but I want to hear yours first.
Okay. I'm very interested to hear yours as well. So copper was always on the table for us, just like gold is on the table. It's always been, you know, we're a company that does with metals what no one before us ever did. In terms of the bioactivity, the bioavailability, the purity, you'll come to know this. You guys have known, many of you have known us for, God, a decade plus, isn't it? Don't we go back further than that, Mel?
15 years now.
15 years, there we go, a decade and a half. So we're honored to be here and be your go-to company in the space of minerals, right? Mineral hydrosols, which is what these are. In Canada, our products are only allowed to be sold as mineral, what are they? Essential nutrient, micro elements, or micro, there's a particular terminology for it. Trace minerals.
There you go.
The human body, I think, and I mentioned this on the last call, Mel, the human body has two key receptor sites for silver embedded in neural myelin tissue. For, in layman's terms, in the brain. Where the myelin sheath, which wraps the nerve endings and offers the protective coat, which ensures the viability of your nerve endings, which gives you feeling in your extremities, right? Your fingertips all the way to your scalp, all the way to your toes and back. We have feeling all along the way, right? Someone touches you, you feel it. So that's all thanks to the nerves, which are protected by the myelin sheath. The human body has two key receptor sites, again, for silver embedded in neural myelin tissue. So for someone with MS, they tell you, and this is very, very pharma land, right? La la land for pharma. There's no cure for, which is the biggest load of horse crap ever. That means they don't make a drug that cures. But drugs don't cure. Drugs, really, the business model of the drug companies is never to cure anything. It's just to keep you, it's to manage your symptoms, right? It's called disease management. That's the actual business. The properties of silver are extremely antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, regenerative at the cellular tissue level. These are all the things that we knew all along the way. These are innate things that we've always known as humanity. We used to put silver coins into wells and purify milk, extend milk long before refrigeration with a silver coin. So again, there's lots and lots of history, right? Passed down all throughout the ages, throughout millennia. The properties of copper, the innate properties, are extremely anti-inflammatory, off-the-wall anti-inflammatory. They blow silver out the door in terms of the anti-inflammatory profile.
Right.
The other properties that we're not allowed to talk about in our marketing material, which you won't see anywhere, because we're not allowed to say that it does any of these things, copper is innately, awesomely anti-parasitic and antifungal.
Oh, okay.
Awesomely so, like off the wall. If there's no other metal on the planet that exhibits the kind of properties that any of these metals do individually. And then in combination, they're all sister metals. They function even better together.
Right. So the synergy.
Yeah, absolutely.
The synergy.
Yep, you find them in the Earth's crust oftentimes together. Copper, silver, gold, right? All the fine metals, the precious metals. Because they all have an affinity for each other. They work symbiotically together. They do amazing things together. And the body has 14 cuproenzyme pathways. The root being cupro, which is copper in Latin, cuproenzyme pathways, each of these 14 cuproenzyme pathways are responsible each for myriad processes within the body. So copper has this master, this general, like the wartime general, that kind of a role in human biology and human physiology. And this is where it gets really interesting. Over the last 80 years, probably 85 now, human consumption of copper has been depleted by more than 80%. We get less and less and less copper. My question is, do you think that's by accident?
Probably not.
Absolutely not. What's by accident? We live in a construct, right? This world is a construct as we're learning. It's a construct put together to keep us in fear, right? Fear is what they sell. You better do this or, and constantly looking over our shoulders, never quite having enough, all these different things. Copper has these phenomenal properties. The first thing you start to see improvements with once you add our copper, because it's so bioactive and bioavailable, so you get results literally within hours. Improvements to your hair, skin, and nails. For women, I'm 51, so for women in my age group, sort of 40s to 50s and beyond, who've been exposed to this bioweapon, they identified as SARS-CoV-2, some novel virus, right?
Yeah.
The most common complaint is my hair is thinning. My hair is falling out. My hair is not growing back. My hair is thinner. All these different things. Their fingernails are brittle. Their toenails are brittle. So the first thing you do is you start to see an improvement in all of that because copper improves circulation. Mm-hmm. Copper feeds circulation. Copper drives your red blood cells and the whites, but more the reds, to express themselves and live a longer, more potentiated lifespan. Orthopedic complaints. Copper feeds all of the red blood cells, which is what keeps us together connectively. Copper feeds fibrin, elastin, and collagen. And as we age, and as we're exposed to all these chemicals in the environment, plastics, microplastics, whatever they're spraying into the skies, all of these different things, all of our connective tissue suffers, and it's probably the first thing, that your immune system and your connective tissue. So the silver drives your immune system, your white blood cells. The copper drives your connectivity, and they're both highly conductive metals, which means they're very conductive for electricity. There's a very interesting book on the subject, a number of books I'll share with you on the conductivity of the electrical conductivity of the body. A great book by our dear beloved friend who passed, Dr. Robert O. Becker, MD, The Body Electric. And for books on copper, I'd highly recommend that everyone read. You can find them on Amazon, probably all these books, the one I just mentioned, and The Copper Revolution, Healing with Minerals by Jason Hommel, H-O-M-M-E-L. I'm in touch with Jason pretty much weekly. And the other book is Cure, Your Fatigue and More by Morley Robbins. You've heard me mention that one as well for those who've been on the call. Morley is the author of The Root Cause Protocol. We're in touch with Morley monthly as well. So we have amazing relationships with all of these folks because the only axe to grind we have is getting this product out to those who need it most. And the other irony of the copper that we're coming to find is it will turn off a systemic cytokine storm where your body's attacking itself.
Mm-hmm.
Silver will do that on a very localized basis. Silver is extraordinary for a localized, small area cytokine storm. We've got something going on in one particular place. The copper is systemic. So swishing a tablespoon around the mouth for 30 seconds activates your lymphatics. You have two key receptor sites, all of us do, under the tongue. Plus we have access to the bloodstream, which is the circulatory system under the tongue, right? Swishing a dose, a tablespoon around the mouth for 30 seconds, swallowing it away from food. And you can do that 3 times a day. You can do it 6 times a day. You can do it more than that if you want to. At the end of the day, it's 0.001% copper. But copper like no other, because it's 99.999% ultra pure copper. There is no purer form of any metal than 5-9s. The internet is awash with companies who still claim that they make 99.9999, and no such thing exists. So just buyer beware. The bioactivity and the bioavailability is what drives everything that we do. That's why when you guys take sovereign silver, you see a result. You take sovereign copper, like Kelly described, you see an amazing result. You get these things because you're getting this uninhibited delivery of a trace amount of something you really, really need. Anyone here eat organ meats?
Needs what?
Organ meats, liver,
yeah.
Kidney, heart,
liver.
Bone marrow.
Liver.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Liver's great because it's a great source of copper. I always say this, Mel. It's funny. We live in a country that consumes so much meat. I was just at Costco before I jumped on the call. The meat case there is insane, right? It's this huge, huge thing. Most of it's not particularly good because it's USDA Prime or Choice or whatever crap that's fed a GMO diet in a CAFO. Do you guys know what a CAFO is?
No.
Confined animal feeding operation. In layman's terms, it's called a feedlot. So these are the, you know, you guys were discussing diet earlier too. Diet's supremely important. Stop eating the misery, you'll be less miserable. I remember the first time I had organic chicken. I went out and bought organic chicken to cook it 25 years ago. Oh my God, it was so juicy. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
When we were kids, there was a song that had a really interesting line in it. The hip, the hop, the hip, the hibba dibba, hip, hip, hop. You don't stop rocking to the rhythm of the boogie to beam. They were talking about, and the chicken tastes like wood. Do you guys remember that line?
No.
No.
No? Okay. I'm living in my own little bubble. Anyway.
Well, you're younger than all of us, you.
I'm 51. Am I that much younger?
Yes.
You're younger than most of us.
Okay, good. Anyway, so diet's extremely important. You are what you eat. Water is extremely important. You are what you drink. Stop drinking any Nestle product, all of which is poison because all Nestle waters are fluoridated. Is anyone here still using fluoride toothpaste?
No.
Just stopped last week.
Nope. Stopped last week?
Yes.
Welcome to the club.
Thanks.
I haven't had fluoride in probably 15 years. I strongly recommend you guys do some research on fluoride. You'll never have it again. You'll never give it to your kids, your grandkids. My daughter is going to be 11 in 3 weeks. She's never had fluoride, not through any doing of mine. She's never had a fluoride treatment, and she's also never had a vaccine. So,
does she have cavities?
None.
Great.
That's the biggest lie ever sold. And when I tell people that my daughter doesn't have vaccines, what about polio?
Yeah.
Polio was just renamed transverse myelitis. Polio didn't go away. You know what polio actually was, guys?
No.
No.
DDT poisoning. DDT.
DDT.
Mm-hmm.
For bugs?
This is all searchable. You can find anything. If you know what you're looking for, you can find anything. The takeaway here should be believe nothing, right? Go and do your own research. Always, always, always research.
Hey, I always preach. You know what he said, be thy own physician.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, and I have experience in that because since 1980 until 2012, I was crippled.
Oh.
Either on crutches, well, first a wheelchair, then crutches, then a cane, and then it got so bad I was on a walker, and then I got blessed by the Lord and found a doctor who I call the magician in a tiny little hospital in Truckee, California, but this hospital served to handle all the most difficult ski accidents.
Wow.
And I remember sitting with the doctor, and he was sitting in the chair at exactly the same height. He was looking me in the eyes, and he looked at me. I'm laughing now. And he said, "Man, they didn't really have any technology back when you had your accident." I said, "No, they did not." He said, "You know, I don't know that any one doctor can fix you, but I could try to put a team together of three of us, and we might be able to do it.
What a fabulous story.
Well, the next morning when I woke up, okay, they're standing over me, bent over, and they all look like Cheshire Cat cats with that smile. And I thought to myself, and forgive my cursing, I said, oh, shit, they did a good job. Not that I could feel that they did a good job, but you could see from their faces that they thought they did a good job.
Right.
Right, so I understand. But you want my version of silver and copper?
Love to hear it. Please.
All right, now try not to laugh and don't think less.
No, no. We're here to share. It's never about laughing.
Okay. All the silverware in the old days, maybe hundreds of years ago, was all silver. All the plates were copper. Now, why is that? Okay, so when I found your silver, and it wasn't the first silver that my website ever used.
But it was
the best silver that I had ever heard about, listened about, read about, or anything, and we switched to you.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you.
And we got better results than we ever had in the past. So I'm a hard case. When the copper came out and Robert was going wild about it, I was putting the reins on my people. Until this one girl who I never thought had a chance to get well started taking the copper. And in 5 weeks, she told me she would be leaving. She was better. And I said, okay. And I didn't believe her.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Everybody's body is different, and we haven't heard from her since. So I got to bet that she might have gotten better. But my feeling about the silver and the copper, as when you put these two together with the balance of the protocol, the synergy is so good that it makes the entire protocol more effective.
Right.
And to me, the copper is a minor miracle based on some people. Nancy, are you here?
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you tell Mr. Quinto your thoughts on the copper and share it, because you're a current coaching customer.
Well, it was what really put me over the edge. I started taking it.
No, don't say over the edge. She'll think you were nervous. How about over the top?
No, okay. So when he told us to get it and take it, and I got it, and I've got so much stronger physically and mentally, plus calmer. Mel can tell you that I always was sort of expecting for the next shoe to fall, but with taking the copper, I've got an inner peace and a calmness about me that I don't think I've had almost my whole life. It's just a common effect, and it gave me my energy back. I'm able to do things. I'm not afraid to go out of the house or drive my car. And pushed me over to the next mat to being even better than what I was before.
Awesome. How much are you taking?
Sometimes I do three a day, and sometimes it's just two. It all depends on, since I've got so busy and able to get up and get around and do stuff again, you know, sometimes I just take two and sometimes it's three.
Yeah, fabulous.
But
congratulations.
I was reading about Robert Bell, something he had said I wanted to ask you about. What is copper hydro salt for iron in your body, for iron flow? Is that something different?
No, copper helps mobilize iron in the body. So most of humanity is toxic with iron and lead. And copper, among the many roles it has in human physiology, is to help the body transport for excretion, mobilize, if you will, stores of iron, lead, and even stores of copper that we have. We do have stores of copper because we all have copper within us. Everything that makes up the planet makes us up too. but we can also have stores of bad copper, right? Not bioactive, not bioavailable like what we make, like from copper supplements, copper pills, things like that. So copper will help to normalize. And what you're explaining was the harmony you feel within, right? When your body's in balance, which is called homeostasis. That's something that you haven't had in a long time. And copper certainly has a huge role in the balancing of your body, why you feel the energy you do. It's certainly an energetic product. People who take it in front of me at medical conferences, they're like, wow, I can feel the energy of it. And, you know, we make everything with the utmost care, with the simplest, purest of ingredients. Like I said earlier, 99.999% 5-9 ultra pure silver, 5-9 ultra pure copper, pharmaceutical grade purified water. Everything we do is bottled in non-reactive glass. I don't know if you guys know this, but we've always washed the bottles before we've ever filled them. I don't know of another supplement manufacturer anywhere in the world that does these things. The other thing to do as well is to keep a bottle visible. I mean, if you guys are having issues with the taking it, right, taking it regularly, 3 tablespoons a day, and you can be on it forever. You can take more than that if you need to. But having the bottles visible somewhere, I keep a bottle in my kitchen, my bathroom, my living room. I have it in different places, so I see it, I dose it. If I don't see it, I might not dose it, right? So the more you actually see it visible, the more you're going to be prompted, I should do a dose. And all it's going to do is benefit you, because like anything else, it's got a half-life. You take the copper, you swish it around the mouth for 30 seconds, a tablespoon. Remember, it's not teaspoon dosing for the copper, it's tablespoon, which only gives you 150 micrograms of copper per tablespoon. Just as a heads up, we all get up every day and eliminate 150 micrograms of copper anyway, which is 1 tablespoon in measure of the sovereign copper. So doing it throughout the day, you're replenishing what you're already losing. And by doing it at different times throughout the day, you get the roughly eight hour half-life in the lymphatic system and an hour or less in the blood. You're getting 85, 90% absorption in the mouth because of the lymphatic ducts under the tongue. You're getting about 85, 90% absorption in the lymphatic system, again, with a half-life of about 8 hours, and 10 to 15% into the blood with a comparatively much shorter half-life of an hour or less. So dosing it 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, you're going to start to see things, feel things, and it's wreaking havoc on whatever this organism or this series of organisms are that you're all dealing with this in this community.
Well, I've been all my life.
It's only the second thing that I can attest to that I believe actually can kill the parasitic component.
Right.
And that, to me, that's amazing, because you've got to kill them all because they're a bug. They multiply. If you don't get them all, they'll be back. And it appears right. that copper has a devastating effect in conjunction with the WPS. Now you're attacking these things with a brand new entity that they're not even know what that is yet. But let me ask you this, okay? What about the fact that they had silver gel, you know, the glasses for the wine wasn't glass, it was silver. And then they had the copper plates. Does that have any bearing on anything?
I want to speak to that, and thank you very much, Mel. I was fascinated listening to you until you got to the copper plates, and I was like, okay, he needed a little bit of help. So the bubonic plague, which is really one of the great catalysts of human history, right? We've all known about it forever.
Right.
Took place in, what, the 12 and 1300s, I believe it was.
Bubonic plague, yeah.
The bubonic plague, the black plague. And now people inject Botox, which is botulinum toxin, which is one of the components in bubonic plague, into their face, in something called Botox. Oh, my goodness, how far we've come as a society. That, for the record, is something I've never done, nor would I ever do. So the irony here is this amounted to, when it occurred, it was horrific, right? All of the historical texts on the subject we've ever heard, read, seen, et cetera, were how devastating the Black Plague was. It was this extraordinary plague that swept Europe, that supposedly came over the Silk Road from China. And the damage it caused took 25 generations for Europe to recover their populace. Those largely unaffected were the royalty, right? The aristocracy, if you will, the non-working class, who spent their days sipping on champagne and fine wine and tea times, etc. And everything that they consumed was on, literally, like Mel said, on silver plates, goblets, cups, storage things. Everything was mostly silver. I'm sure there was some copper, but certainly less, just because silver seems to have had that particular place at the time in Western culture. In Eastern culture, copper, silver, and gold figured very prominently, going back to India and spreading from there. So those who were less to succumb, to fall victim to the Black Plague, were the aristocracy, because they all had silver. And that's where the term the Blue Bloods arose. You guys have ever heard of that term, the Blue Bloods, referring to royalty?
Yeah.
Okay. So it references Argyria, which is a benign cosmetic skin condition from being silver toxic, which, for the record, is not something you could ever get with anything we manufacture. There is no bioaccumulation of anything we put out to the marketplace. Your body uses it and eliminates it completely. Going back centuries, when you're talking about sterling silver is, I believe, 72 or 73% pure silver. So it's fractionally pure compared to what we use, which, again, is 99.999% ultra pure. They're worlds apart. But the antimicrobial properties of silver, even in sterling silver, are obviously evident. And even in an inert object like a plate, a goblet, anything of that metal, silver, copper, whatever it is, will still occasionally jettison off an unbound silver ion or an unbound copper ion. And that's what gives the protection. If you actually read the medical text, it's all about the unbound ions that are the magic, right? The spark of life in these metals and what they do. So the way you arrive more easily at a sea of charged ions, unbound charged silver ions, copper ions, is by having an extraordinarily well-charged copper or silver particle. And that's what we do. Everything we make is more than 98% actively charged in terms of the particulate, so it's constantly jettisoning off ions, unbound silver ions, unbound copper ions, which makes them so bioactive, bioavailable, and excretable. So the irony from the previous, what I was just mentioning about the Blue Bloods, they all had Argyria. They all bluish, grayish looking, right? They look like the living dead, which is a characteristic of pale people who are silver toxic, who have that bluish or grayish appearance. You can actually look it up online. Argyria. The most famous subject in recent history was Paul Harrison, who was paraded around 15, 18 years ago. You remember this, Mel. The blue guy. Were you guys using something called water oz back in the day?
No. No.
What silver were we using before us?
Molecula.
Very similar poor product. If I'm not mistaken, I think it claimed to be 3,200 parts per million, I think.
Oh, I don't have an old bottle. I just know that I was introduced to that guy by Jim Humble.
Interesting. Small world. Everyone knows everyone.
Oh, no. You're right. Okay. And Jim Humble and I used to argue on conference calls.
Didn't Jim come up with MMS, multi-mineral?
Yeah. That's why.
Before
it was called WPS, it was MMS. But he was always trying to push the product, sell more. And all I was trying to do is get people better. And you can't do it the way he wants people to do it, if you're going to take vitamins and nutrient supplements.
And anyone who's telling you take more, unless they've got science backing all of their admonitions of take more, I think it's anybody's guess, and like you said, fraught with peril.
Okay, well, eventually I had to switch manufacturers because I couldn't get them to comprehend that you can't put positive and negative together and expect anything good to happen.
Good point.
So that's that story. But yes, he introduced me to the man who was making the molecular silver, and it was good, okay? It really helped a bunch of us, okay? But when yours came along, it was so much better. okay? And Robert Scott Bell, you know, hey, he's a very bright young man, and he kept telling me, go to this guy.
Right. I love Robert. He's amazing. And he's a homeopath. You know, to be a homeopathic doctor who was someone very against all the metals, no. And then when he met my dad, our founder, and saw that we actually had a transmission electron microscope that we operated all the time, he was fascinated. And he ended up joining us for years. I loved having him in the office.
I went to 3 holistic practitioners who taught. And the last one, his name is John Lebecki out of Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he's probably 90.
Wow.
He's the kind of guy who made your adjustments are in your neck, not your back.
Uh-huh.
And he used to use the metals and teach me about the metals.
Oh, beautiful.
So I was blessed. I mean, he's considered the guru of teachers, holistic practitioners on the West Coast here. Or there. I keep thinking I'm in Nevada.
Where are you, Mel?
I'm in Texas.
Ah.
But I will be going home this summer.
Where in Nevada?
Well, I was living in Reno, and when I started the website on the 3rd of February of 2008, I talked about 2 things. It'll all be worth it if I only help 1 other person, and gee, I'd sure like to build a clinic in Gardnerville so I could help those who could never get well in the environments that they have to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to probably move into either Carson City, which is south of Reno, or Minden, which is a little more south, or Gardnerville, because I'm going to take that dream with me if I can't do it to my grave. That's all I want now. I don't need money anymore. I need to be able to build a clinic because there are so many more people I could help if I can put them in a controlled environment.
Make sure in Carson City you link up with Dr. Frank Schallenberger. You guys know that name?
Yeah, I know that name. I already know that name. How do you like that one?
He's a dear friend of mine. I love the guy. He's a great client of ours, a dear friend of mine. He's the inventor of prolotherapy, which is ozonotherapy into the joints, intra-articular.
Uh-huh.
So I was in Reno. I was in Reno 2.5 weeks ago.
Oh,
2
boy.
Weeks ago. Excuse me. 2 weeks ago. I got both of my ankles injected with PRP, platelet-rich plasma, from my blood, and
right.
then 20 gammas of prolotherapy in each ankle.
Okay, well, that stuff's a little over my head, but I'll tell you this. If you go there again, we'll make sure Robert comes, and we can take it to a really, really fine restaurant that serves the kind of food we eat.
Oh, I know, the organic place outside Reno.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm going to show you. Hold on a second. Organic Restaurant Reno. I'm going to tell you the name of it. Don't say anything.
I won't.
Because it's where I've been and raved about the place. Organic Restaurant Reno. It's probably the first one to come up. Grateful Gardens belongs to a friend of mine. Laughing Planet belongs to a friend of mine. Is it the Stonehouse Cafe?
No, but the Stonehouse Cafe is not, you know, that kind of food, but they have wonderful food and an outdoor garden.
Got it. I think this is the place. I could be wrong. I don't know. Hold on a second. I'm thinking the Twisted Fork, and then is it that? No.
It might have been the first one you mentioned, buddy.
Oh, yeah?
I think maybe. But you know what? I'll get Bill on the phone. He's not working tomorrow. And I'll ask him, what's the name of the place we go to?
Of course. No, we're very aligned, all of us, like this.
No, I know. I realize that. Although I feel like the dummy of the group.
Oh, no.
No, but I'm privileged and honored to be associated with you people because, really, at even at my ripe old age, I still learn so much, and then I can share it with those who will listen.
That's what we all do.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm doing the right thing.
It's absolutely such an honor.
It's an honor for me. We got a question, and I've been holding them off. Let's turn her loose. This is our number one gardening woman. This girl has gardens. You wouldn't believe it. All right. Is that you, Ruth Ann? You've got some questions, huh? Come in, Ruth Ann. Well, maybe she fell asleep waiting. I took long enough. Come in, Ruth Ann. Okay. All right. She's got a hand up, but I don't know what happened. Okay. Maybe she's, I don't know, but whatever. All right. Now, is there anything you want to add, Seth, before we let the girls say something in closing and see if there are any last-minute questions?
Not at all. I appreciate all you guys. We're so honored and humbled to be here and be part of your healing journey. Thank you for your meetings. Thank you for your constant driving to encourage people to share. I think that's great, like Kelly did. The more communication there is, the better. Our numbers on every bottle.
Stop, Seth. When I die, they're going to say that guy is the first one who put in print, more communication is better. Because that's the name of the call.
Absolutely right. Communication is everything.
Communication, buddy. I say more communication is better. And I really mean it. The more people talk to each other, the better it's going to be. The more they share, the more people who gain the knowledge. That's what it's all about. Ruth Ann, put a hand back up. Let's see. Ruth Ann, you ready? Well, she must be trying to unmute herself and thinks that she's doing it by raising her hand, but that's not working. Come in, Ruth Ann. All right. All right, let's get back to Aunt Laura then. Aunt Laura, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I just want to thank everyone for the questions. And thank you again for all of your support and what you continue to do for this community. And I think I'm going to invest in copper just because of all of the information that I have heard today. Thank you all for that.
Well, Aunt Laura, go through the website and get that nice little discount we worked out.
That sounds perfect. Absolutely. So. And I want to thank everyone for showing up and the questions that they had and just offer you hope and just stay the course. If there's anything I can advise you to do is just stay the course because I promise you it does get better.
All
Mel?
Right. Yeah.
Can you hear me now? You can hear me now?
Yes, Aunt. No, not Aunt Laura. I'm getting confused. That's Ruth Ann, the gardener. Come in, Ruth Ann.
I somehow hit the wrong button. Anyway.
I know. I told everybody. Ruth Ann, I told everybody. What's your question?
Okay. My question, I have a question and a comment. I grew up on a farm, and my dad used DDT in the barn to, you know, to control the flies and stuff.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I don't need, you know, I don't think I've ever had a result of that.
Well, I do. Well, hey, Seth, she's had back spasms and problems most of her life.
Interesting. Okay, so I want to, if I can
speak
to that.
She doesn't think that that could possibly come from the spray, and I do.
I totally agree. I would also posit that you can't have E equals MC squared, right? That was established long, long ago.
That's what we learned in school.
Yes. So there's always causality, right? It's kind of like saying that you had a vaccine without an injury. You cannot have any vaccine without an injury. You can't have exposure to toxins without having some intake to that toxin unless you're wearing an absolutely non-porous hazmat suit. I think if the last couple of, the last 3 years have taught us anything, it's this whole masking thing. You want to talk about a farce? The biggest farce ever perpetrated on humanity en masse was this whole masking thing, where a viral particle is a fraction of the size of the material that they're that they're wearing as masks, even the N91 mask or whatever they were referring to. So you're always going to, there's always causality involved, right? There's always going to be, and for you, I think Mel said you've had back spasms your whole life. What do you think they came from?
I had an injury back in the 90s, and ever since then, I've had a problem with vibration.
Okay.
And riding in the car, I've gotten to the point now where riding in a car and stuff is almost a no-no. I can't run a vacuum cleaner and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Hypersensitive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hypersensitive.
Okay.
It reset my the accident reset my sensitivity to vibration because I never had it before that.
Right.
So
do you get chiropractic care?
I go to a chiropractor. I have for 50 years.
Okay, great. Chiropractic, craniosacral manipulative therapy from a DO, an osteopath, a doctor of osteopathy. So it's called osteopathic manipulative therapy, OMT. Are you familiar with that?
No.
I'm familiar with craniosacral therapy.
Yeah. Okay, so from a DO, someone who actually practices what is known colloquially as OMT, or osteopathic manipulative therapy, which is what Mel had mentioned earlier on the call. I don't know if you heard it. It's all about the neck. About the neck.
I did hear it. Yes, I did.
And the way your neck connects to your skull, right? Your head on a swivel, and the elasticity of your structure, all of which is copper driven. So I think the copper would do amazing things for you in conjunction with some OMT, craniosacral therapy for your neck. There's got to be things that have never been realigned with you that have remained out of alignment. Like you continue having a short, right? That's basically what you're describing. If you're having spasms, it's like a short, an electrical short.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I've also got another question for you.
Whoa. Roseanne, whoa. Stop. You got to hear this again and let it really go in, because this is a great idea. If you've never been manipulated in your neck, well, then you're missing a step that could be so beneficial, you'll be thanking us forever. So would you repeat that again for her, Seth, please?
Yeah. I'm imploring you to please find a DO by calling around. You simply ask the question, do you practice manipulative therapy, or more specifically, osteopathic manipulative therapy, which is known as OMT? For 20 years, I've been looking for DOs who did, never found one. Every time I encountered a DO, and I run the professional side of our company, the Argentum 23, so I'm always at medical conferences. So for 20 years, I'd ask every DO, do you practice manipulative therapy? No. Until 2 years ago, we went to a little conference here in Orlando called AAO, the American Academy of Osteopathy. And everyone I met at that conference practices OMT. I was totally blown away because, like I said, I'd been asking for nearly two decades at the time. Do you guys practice? And here they all practice. So that's a great resource for you. Just look it up online, American Academy of Osteopathy, AAO.
DO, right?
For
that's
DOs,
what DO
correct. That's
for.
What DOs, yes.
Okay.
DO stands
I
for
have,
Doctor of Osteopathy.
Right. I have had a doctor in the past that I saw that was a DO that practiced therapy, but I don't know if he ever did the craniosacral stuff. But he used to give me prolotherapy shots.
That's okay. Prolotherapy is something I mentioned just now.
He said he had to go to California or somewhere out west to learn how to use it.
There's lots of people.
Well, you know what I find fascinating. Go ahead, Seth.
There's lots of people who teach prolotherapy and ozonotherapy, but the only guy worth getting taught by is Dr. Schallenberger. So, again, he could have learned it from someone else, who knows, and not gotten the best training possible. But that certainly in combination, if it's done properly, in combination with, again, the osteopathic manipulative, the chiropractic, you can achieve things that otherwise you wouldn't, because there are not other disciplines of medicine that practice that. So again, you can call around. You can go on the American Academy of Osteopathy website and look around and see. I'm sure they have a find a provider, like by zip code or city or whatever the case may be, like most of these organizations do. Yeah. And there you can certainly find a local listing of DOs. That's exclusively a DO website that do practice OMT. And you call and ask them, because if not, they're, it's not what you want. You're not looking for just a DO. You certainly want the manipulative aspect, the manipulative osteopathic therapy.
Okay.
You know,
he saved my life one time.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he did. Nobody else knew what was wrong with me, and he told me within 15 minutes what was wrong with me, and he was right.
That's amazing.
Yep.
What I find amazing, out of all of this, let me get in here for a minute, and then I'll let you back in, Ruth, is the fact that Dr. Becky taught me these things in 2008 after I got better, at 9 and 10.
Yep.
That's a long time ago already.
Yes, indeed.
And he might not even be alive anymore, because the last time I saw him, he was in his 90s, and I'm trying to think of when it was. Had to be, I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
Right.
But I am blessed, Seth, because, you know, how does a dummy like me learn all this stuff if it isn't for the people that I found?
We're all blessed. That's the whole thing. This community, this is a blessed community.
I have another question.
Go ahead.
I just want to interrupt real quick. Who was your DO? Do you remember the one you just said who diagnosed you in 15 minutes?
Dr. Bourne.
In Michigan?
Yes, in Michigan, Bourne Clinic.
I know them. Yes, they're friends of ours.
Oh, really?
That's beautiful. Oh, Dr. Tammy Bourne and her nephew. I think it's her nephew.
Well, the Bourne Clinic in Grand Rapids. They have.
That's it.
And Dr. Bourne in Kalamazoo, and he's the one I saw.
Yep. They're related.
Yeah. They're related. I don't know if they're brothers and sisters or what they are.
Yeah, I think it's an aunt, nephew, I think. But yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. I just wanted to know. Thank you.
Anyway, I have teeth that have silver amalgams.
Oh, no.
And because of this vibration situation, I can't go have them out because I can't handle it.
All right,
what can I do?
I'm going to interrupt. I want to just share with everyone. Thank you very much for sharing that, Ruthann.
Yes.
This is a very, very poignant topic, so we might take a little while longer here, Mel. It's that important. Resources. Everyone got pen and paper ready?
I don't, but I will have.
Hold on a second. Seth.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You guys are going to get scheduled, your whole crew, another call in April.
No, I know, but I'm going to give three resources right now that are going to be awesome for everyone who has any metal in their mouth.
Yeah, but well, let me finish, okay?
Sure.
These people don't have the money to do that now. And I don't know that I really want them doing it until they get a little better, even though it probably would expedite, but you got to have the money, okay? And I don't know. I mean, I definitely don't have any of that in my mouth at all. And I had it taken out, the one or two fillings that had metal, after I got better, because then I didn't have the expense that I had while I was getting better. So that's the only reason I want to stop here. Okay, because I want Ruthann to go back there and get somebody to do to her what we think will really help her and only focus on that. When she's all better and she's not spending all this money trying to get better, then we're going to have her get all that stuff out of her mouth.
Mel, can I answer just in one quick sentence?
You can do anything you want, you know, because
it's not prohibitively expensive.
Oh, it isn't?
It is not prohibitively expensive. You know, dental, period. You're going to go to the dentist. You're going to go to a good dentist or a bad dentist. It really comes down to that. So unless you're going to a biological dentist, you are doing yourself a huge, huge, huge disservice beyond measure. The three websites for the best biological dental groups in America, that's all I wanted to share. You guys can do your own research. You can reach out to them. You can start educating yourselves. Your health, guys, starts in your mouth.
That's
if you don't have a healthy mouth, you're not going to get healthy. If you have a bunch of amalgam fillings, you're not going to get well because they're constantly leaching the mercury into your bloodstream and into your brain. These are what you're going to find in autism, in Alzheimer's, in Parkinson's. You're going to find combinations of large quantities of mercury and aluminum in the brain. So the websites for the three dental groups I just told you about, all of whom we have relationships with, are www.holisticdental.org, holisticdental.org, iabdm.org. It's all obviously prefaced by www.iabdm.org, acronym International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine, iabdm.org. And the largest of the three, by the way, IABDM is no root canals. You cannot be an IABDM member and do root canals. I am not a fan of root canals. I think they suck. I think they're fraught with error, fraught with problems, and not worth getting. And if you have them, they're worth having removed. The last of the three groups, which is the biggest, is IAOM, like Mary T, .org.
Uh-huh. Hang on a second, Seth. Let me mute the background noise. I don't know.
Thanks.
Sometimes people jump into the car. Hang on one second. Yep. I got to just find where it's coming from. No. Okay, go ahead. Looks like it's quiet.
The last one is IAOMT.org, International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. IAOMT. I'm so happy we got to get this out there because I think it's that important, Mel.
No, I know. I know. So
the dental,
people.
The dental's everything. I hear you with the affordability. To give you context, my local dentist, who's a friend of mine, who's the first biological dentist I ever went to, who is just Rolls Royce. His name's Dr. Dick Chapman in Sarasota, Florida. He charged me when he did crowns for me $1,250 years ago, 3, 4, 5 years ago, which was the same price that I'd paid 24, 25 years ago. When he would remove a crown that he was replacing and find an amalgam embedded in the tooth below it, he would dam me up following something called the SMART procedure, Safe Mercury Amalgam Removal Technique, SMART, and remove that mercury filling and not have an upcharge. There was no change to the price. $1,250 was the quoted price. $1,250 was what I paid. So, again, it's just really worth being informed on these things and knowing that there are resources for you. You're not out in the wind. You're not going to be left to your own devices. There's a whole community here that cares, and you are surrounded by goodwill and people who want to do nothing but help.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else have a question before we allow our guests one at a time to give their closing statements? Any questions for anybody?
Can you hear me?
Yes, and that is, okay, we have hands up. Let's go one at a time. Okay, Lori.
Hi, I had a question. You mentioned MS, the MS, but there is a cure for MS with copper?
Multiple sclerosis?
Yes.
I don't know. Seth, if I cured scoliosis, right, and I have the testimonial from the girl who says she'll thank me for the rest of her life. She had a metal rod in her back, and I treated her a certain way and then gave her a diet and all the other good stuff to go with it. And she got better. Do you think that will work on multiple sclerosis? We've also cured cancer that way, too.
Is he muted?
He's not muted. He's thinking. Oh, he is muted. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Who, me? I'm muted? I was muted?
Yeah, I was asking you a question, and when you didn't answer right away, I said he's thinking, and she said, no, you muted him.
Yeah, I was trying to respond to you, but I was talking to myself. So
okay, yeah.
there are lots of notorious anti-cancerous properties to both silver and copper.
Right.
You can actually do searches online, guys. The search terms, you can do silver nanoparticles for very generic, right? Silver nanoparticles, cancer. You can do AGNP, which is silver nanoparticles. AG is silver on the periodic table. NP, like nurse practitioner, is nanoparticle. AGNP. Or it can also be adult geriatric nurse practitioner. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for AGNP nanoparticles, right? AGNP cancer. You can also do CUNP, copper nanoparticles. CU is copper on the table, the periodic table. NP, again, nanoparticles. Or you can write out copper nanoparticles and cancer and find lots of published papers on the subject. As far as MS is concerned, in answer to your question, Mel, the human body, like I mentioned earlier, has two key receptor sites for silver embedded in neural myelin tissue. The first symptom of MS is known as peripheral neuropathy, losing feeling in the fingertips, the toes, right, the tips of your toes, your fingers, right. Your toes, your feet, your hands, your ankles, your wrists, and it works up steadily. It's kind of like watching a tsunami happen, which is the receding of the water, in this case the myelin, which is the protective sheath around the nerve endings, right? Around our nerves. So silver, does anyone here know the standard of care for severe burn situations since 1962, 1963?
Silver.
Yes, ma'am. Silver sulfadiazine. The brand name is called Silvadine. And it's funny because silver and sulfa love each other so much. They're over busy making out in the corner. I would say that the healing is almost anecdotal. Because of how bound up in each other silver and sulfa are. In our product, there is no sulfa. You've got the silver on full display at its full potency, right? You guys have been with us now for 15 years or better. Not because the product doesn't work. You know it works. You see the results. So why do they use silvadine, silver sulfadiazine, for burns? Does anyone know the answer to that question?
Because it works.
I'll give you a hint. That's a good one, Mel. I'll give you a hint. Yes, of course it works, but it's a two-pronged response.
Correct.
One is that silver is so anti-infectious. And for the record, mostly what kills a burn victim is not the burn. It's almost always infection that's
infection.
That's
right.
Right? We're waterborne beings living on a waterborne planet with all kinds of teeming microbial life. So our skin, the biggest organ of our body, right?
Right.
Is this protective sheath that covers all of us as a basically penetrable shell, right? We're porous. We can absorb things, but there's a huge protective quality to that. So part of the silver's role with burns is fighting the infection. The other part of silver is what I mentioned earlier. Silver helps cells to de-differentiate and re-differentiate. Which accelerates the entire stem cell.
And I don't know if I'm...
That accelerates the stem cell process, which means the body's ability to make new skin. So silver is extraordinarily regenerative at the cellular tissue level. By that, it means that in layman's terms, you can heal things three times faster with silver than without. The body already has its own innate healing processes, myriad of them, right? Tons and tons and tons of ways to fix what went wrong. Silver just facilitates that. So we know how highly regenerative silver is. Taking the silver, and we can introduce you guys, get in touch with us. We can find you practitioners all over the country and around the world who use the product. I would say that there's no pharmaceutical cure for MS by pharma's own admission, but I do know of cases of reversal of MS with silver.
Okie dokie. So I think that answers the question a little differently, but that's okay. We have another question because of the other question, and here it comes from Dale. Come in, Dale.
Hey, I just had a question about, you said don't get a root canal. So what do you do if your dentist tells you you need a root canal?
Get a new dentist.
Another option? Okay, just go to the one found on that website you gave.
I give you three websites. So, again, holisticdental.org, IABDM, www.thehealthyourself.org, which would be probably the best bet for you because that's a group that is notoriously anti-root canal. They would look at maybe doing a bridge, doing an implant. If it was an implant, it would be a biological implant made out of zirconia, which is the most biologically compatible dentistry. And another thing too, guys and gals, when you go to a biological dentist, the first thing they usually do is send you to the local phlebotomist that they consult with, that they co-chair with, to have a blood draw. So they can actually have a look through your blood and identify the dental materials that you are compatible with, that are compatible with you, versus those that are not. You're going to get a whole list of things that are not compatible with you that are going to ring a bell because that's what's been used on you for many, many years, if not decades, right? Amalgam fillings. Everyone's going to have an aversion to mercury. And a silver filling is misnamed because it's at least 51% mercury. And mercury does leach, like I explained earlier. So there are options other than a root canal. You're going to go in for a root canal, unfortunately, because, and I had one once, and I couldn't wait to have it out, and I finally had it out maybe 9-10 years ago. And it's funny, every time I had an amalgam out of my head, I felt this this enormous weight being removed from me, this tiny little mercury filling, right, has this weight to it that I physically felt, and I'm a big guy, I'm 6'4" and 230 pounds, and I literally felt like a weight being lifted from me every time I had an amalgam out. When I started having them removed in Bulgaria in 2005, I remember showing up to the dentist's office. She immediately looked at me and said, "Ah, metal mouth." And it took me maybe the next 10, 11 years to have the rest of them out. But the best thing you can do is have any metal out of your mouth, not put metal in your mouth, not use fluoride toothpaste. There are lots of options. I use a toothpaste, which I have for many years, called Himalaya Botanique with neem and pomegranate, obviously fluoride-free. And floss your teeth, folks. Flossing is not it's not something that you should just do occasionally. You should make flossing a habit. My biological dentist here, Dr. Chapman, told me years ago. He said, if you don't floss your teeth, you might as well not even brush them. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing advice?
I don't know. I have a water pick because I don't like flossing.
That's the same. That does the same thing. A water pick's a great thing. I have one of those too. But I actually prefer flossing because I feel it's more mechanical.
Well, I do. Okay. Well, not all my parts work as good as they once did. All right, we got another question, if you can believe it. Hang on now. Okay, that's Kiplin Doty, I believe. Come in.
Yeah. Yes, this is Doty. I think I already know the possible answer to this, but I have a titanium artificial joint in my big toe. Mm-hmm. Which it didn't work. I had arthritis severely in my big toe, and the surgeon put in a titanium joint. It never worked, and I've been in pain with it for the last 5 years, and it's constantly swollen. So
yep.
I went to an orthopedic surgeon, and he said, this didn't work. We never put a titanium joint in a big toe because it doesn't work. It needs taken out. But the surgery was so painful, the first one, that I procrastinated. So it's still in there. What is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you want it gone. You know, guys, and this is a great question. Thank you so much, Doty, for sharing it. And I'm sorry for your pain.
Yes, thank you.
Again, you're in a great community here that really does care.
Yes.
And listen, your body's saying out, and you're procrastinating at the expense of your health and well-being.
Okay.
There's always a price to pay, and you're paying that price.
Yeah.
I say go and find yourself the best surgeon, this guy you consulted with, who said, we don't ever do that. Sounds like a very, very attuned individual. Not that he's the one, or she, but certainly attuned, right?
Yeah.
Questioning that. And there's a long history also, because this dovetails into dentistry. They have used titanium implants for dentistry forever, and it's the worst kind of dentists who do that. You guys know what allopathic doctors are, right?
No.
allopathic is like your MD in a hospital who writes prescriptions. Your local practitioner who you go and see, you identify as your family doctor, and you go and see him or her, and he or she has you on 3, 5, 10, or 15 prescription drugs.
Yes.
That's not medicine. That's called prescriptionism.
Gotcha.
You don't need to be on a bunch of medications. You might need to be on certain things while you normalize your blood pressure, while you normalize this, that, and the other thing, because this is a community, all of whom, your immune systems have been under constant assault ever since you got exposed to this awful organism. Right?
Right.
So it's not about being on the drugs that mask symptoms. It's about root cause. Finding the root cause like you're doing, making the changes to your diet, making sure that you change the AC filters in your house, making sure that you air your homes out. I mean, there's just so much that goes into this. Going out and getting sunlight, eating a good diet, eating lots of salad, swimming, being active, right? Taking the right supplements that you're doing. You're taking the silver, obviously. You're taking the copper, and you're getting results. And keeping doing those things, but not hoping for the best when you have things like a limb that has a titanium joint in it, and it's giving you problems, and you grin and bear it. And this is, what, 5 years elapsed, did you say, Dodie?
It's actually been closer to 6 years I've had it.
Yeah, I would start, you know, the first day of the rest of your life is today.
Okay.
So I would start talking to people on Monday and start making a plan to have that replaced, because otherwise it's going to follow you from here to the end of your life.
Okay.
Right.
And what day?
Also, it hinders her ability to heal.
Absolutely.
Well, and what they want to do is take that out, but they've got to replace it with something. And he said,
correct,
freeze-dried bone. What is your thoughts on that?
So that's like cadaver bone is what it sounds like to me.
Yes.
If you're going to remove something, you do have to replace it with something.
Yes.
So in the case of cadaver bone, unless they come out with something else, that if that's your only option, just again get a number of different opinions, but certainly make it a point that you do need to get this done, and you can't have too many second opinions, right? The second opinion is almost a misnomer. Second opinion, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and you start to draw a parallel. You start to see things that resonate with you. Are you good about asking? Are you good at asking source?
Well,
you know,
I will be,
mm-hmm.
Because it's my health. Because I know, you know, what I'm going through now is a pure hell.
Right.
I need to ask second and third and fourth opinions. I realize that. I made the mistake the first time of not doing that.
Right, and don't procrastinate. That's the whole thing, because all of a sudden you'll look back, another 5, 6 years have elapsed.
Okay.
And your body's going to heal better now than it will in 5 or 6 years.
Yes, correct.
So certainly stuff for you to look at. And again, like I said, water, are you hydrating properly? Do you get to drink a lot of water every day?
I don't think I drink enough.
No, none of us do. Drink more water. Your body needs water. The more water you drink, the better you're going to feel. The less water you drink, the worse you're going to feel, because you're in a constant state of dehydration.
Okay.
Your body's not getting what it needs. And then you've got this toe joint, which is on fire.
Yes.
And you know, the dehydration makes that localized fire like a forest fire. It could be small and local, but it's a forest fire.
I can't thank you enough, Seth. I always preach to them that Americans have no clue when it comes to water. We must drink much more water than we think we should. And then we're probably still not exactly where we should be.
So good water, is a really good water for everyone to drink, is Fiji. I'm not a particular fan of the fact that it's in plastic, but it is in a hard gauge plastic bottle. Why do I promote Fiji so much? Well, number one, it's not a Nestle product, so I know it does not have fluoride in it. Another water I like a lot is Aquapana, especially if you can get it in glass. But the Fiji, ironically, of all the bottled water on the planet, has the highest concentration of silica. You can also take Alta-Silica. Robert proposes Alta-Silica, which I'm a fan of. I can't remember who makes it. Mel, you probably have it somewhere in your notes from him anyway, because you have a note on everyone. Mel's like the NSA. He's got a file on everyone.
I wish I was like the IRS.
Oh, God, he'd have money. He'd have everyone's money. The root of all evil. So silica is so important because it helps the body to eliminate aluminum. Isn't that beautiful? So if you guys eat at restaurants, you're getting exposure to aluminum and microwaves. I don't have a microwave in my house. I strongly recommend you don't either. If you do have a microwave, my question for the entire group is, what day is recycling?
I haven't had a microwave for 15, 20 years. Oh, over awesome. 20 years. Over
we're,
20
I know
years.
I know we're related.
Well, I heard that they don't allow them in Europe. And this was
They do. 30 years ago. Yeah, no, they allow them in Europe. But where they don't allow them, I've heard, recurrently is in Russia. Because there you actually have a government that cares for its people.
Yeah. Well, at the time I read that, supposedly that was the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 30 years.
Right.
All right, boys and girls.
I do not have a microwave. Haven't had one for a long time.
I'm very happy.
People think I'm nuts, but you know what?
No. Heat on the stove or in the oven.
Yep.
And don't cook with aluminum, guys. Do not cook with aluminum. Don't put any aluminum on anything hot you have, because all you're doing is off-gassing aluminum, which stores again in your brain.
Yep.
All righty. Well, I think we've covered a world of information, some we thought we were getting and others we didn't realize, but still, the more you know, the better it is. So let's go back to Aunt Laura and let's hear her closing thoughts on the call, on everything. Aunt Laura, I love you, darling.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you so much for inviting me back. And again, I just want to tell everyone to stay the course, have faith, and just do not give up. It takes time. And I also wanted to let you know that I am on my way out of town, so I am going to need to go ahead and get off this call. But I encourage everyone to post as well. Please post.
Thank you so much, Aunt Laura. It's nice to see that you're going somewhere to do something fun, which is what everyone wants to do, okay? And it can be achieved here. All right. God bless you, honey. Now,
Thank you. God bless you all.
Right? Is that true? I haven't yelled at you in many years.
You have not. You have not. So I guess if I wasn't well, you might have to yell at me again.
No. You get it. You're not going to get sick again. You understand moderation, my dear. All righty. Thanks, Aunt Laura. I'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Miss Kelly, where are you?
I'm here, Mel.
Okay, what would you like to say in closing?
Thank you so much for inviting me and opening my eyes to copper. It was definitely a call that was meant to be, and I'm feeling so blessed once again with you in this site that never seems to let me down. And I just want to...
How many years later, sweetie? 8 years later, right? 23? That's 9 years later, right? I can't make it.
Yeah, I came on in
14 to 23. Yeah, 9 years later. Hey, it's a blessing to still help someone like you, girl.
Thank you very much.
Anything
everyone,
you want to
stick
say
with
to
it.
You?
Stick with it like Aunt Laura said. Stick with the protocol and just be patient. I know it's hard, but... just stick with it, and you will get well. And moderation, like Mel just said, is the key to everything, especially when you get well. There's so much stuff I'll never... Alan said one time on one of our last calls that we did together, she said, I can eat anything I want now, but that's the big thing. What do you want to eat now? You don't want to eat the stuff you used to eat loaded with sugar or... gluten and everything. So when she says, I can eat anything I want now,
I can too, but what I want to eat is food that nourishes my body and not harm.
Amen. Okay. I want to ask you one last question because it's the truth. I didn't prompt you to write the post about copper, did I?
No, you didn't. The only thing that I'm going to tell you, when I saw you that you must have read it and then put it on, you had put the copper thing, and I said, oh, that's cute. I wouldn't have known how to do that. You put the thing about the copper and the discount, and I thought that was a brilliant idea of yours because I, of course, would not have any clue how to do something like that. But no, you
didn't. You won't be running to your local store now that you can get 20% off.
Right. I just got to order it before my big jug runs out here.
That's all right. They're quick delivery.
Okay,
hey,
good.
Kelly, we've been friends a long time, girl.
Yes, we have.
Now, did I ever yell at you, Kelly?
No, no, you didn't. You never yelled at me.
No, I know, because you always did what I asked you to, like my friend Nancy over there, or like Dale, or like Teddy, or like the wonderful group of coaching customers I have now, who I love because they listen. Okay? And boy, that's all you got to do. Just listen and believe me, because my purpose is to restore your health. All right, Seth, you're up, buddy. I love you. Kelly, say hi to Alan.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Say your prayers. Stay prayerful. Thank you very much for having me on, Mel. I really adore your group, and we're absolutely here for you.
Thank you. I know that. I feel that, and I believe that the people here feel that you are someone and your group are people who absolutely care. So I can't thank you enough. I look forward to the April call, which is going to probably be the last Saturday of that month. I'm not that far. I can only see. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on here.
I won't be able to be on that call. I'll be in Nashville at the Health and Freedom Summit.
No, it's going
to
be.
You go to the Health and Freedom conferences?
The one with the Doctors Warner. So that's
no,
where I met Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr.
Yeah.
Robert Malone. Just a lot of the great names. Dr.
Yeah.
Judy Mikovits was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
She was there. I love Judy. That's, you know, these are the opposite
of
what we're being fed.
She was the first one to find out that we should not take the shot that I heard. I've not had the shot.
Good. Don't.
All right,
anyone who has had the shot, look up therootbrands.com. Let me just find you a website. I believe it's the Root Brands. I'm going to confirm it. Mel, one last sec. therootbrands.com/teamglobal. This is the Miracle Vax Detox Trinity Pack. At least look at it. I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling you to go and do research. There is certainly a lot of stuff out there that you guys can all find for those who've had these shots. Don't call them vaccines because all they did was redefine vaccine. But there's all sorts of resources, again, to detox. We're human beings. We're resilient. We overcome everything.
All right. Seth, I can give you the 15th. Will that work?
15th of?
April.
No, I'm doing my mom's celebration of life on the 15th.
Uh-huh. Well, then let's
see.
We love
Mama.
Well, hey, buddy. You know, everybody's got a life. Maybe.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You know what? If it's not me, you can have
a problem. How about May 6th?
May 6th. I'm going to say tentative yes.
All right. I'll confirm it with Tots during the week.
Beautiful.
All right. That's a nickname,
beautiful.
You know.
May 6th. Hold on a second. May 6th. May 6th. Is that AAO? AAOT. Jolene, hold on one second, Mel, before I commit to this. Jolene Crawford. Hold on 1 second. Crawford. Give me 1 sec. No, I'm just trying to find. I've got dates from this gal. Here we go. May 3-6. I'm in Dallas at the American Academy of Ozonotherapy meeting.
All right. So 14 days would be May 20th. Hey, listen, look on the calendar. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. You'll tell me when you're free next.
Sounds great. I think, yeah, May 20th or 16th. Did you say 16th? Should work.
Well, it's got to be 14 days after the 6th, so it has to be.
That's 20.
Right.
Yeah, that should work. Just confirm it with Tati on Monday, and she'll confirm it with me.
I'll wait till Tuesday. We're all so busy on Monday. But thank you so much for coming back, and we look forward to the next call with everybody. Have a great, great day.
I want to weep. I'm so humbled by this. Thank you all.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful weekend.
All right, let's give him a big thank you to all our guests on the count of three. Yeah. Big thank you to all the guests on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Awesome. God bless you all.
Bye-bye. God bless you, too.
All right, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with prayer, fellowship, some positive stories.